backpacking around Europe.
啊，啱啱去完呢个背囊行啊，欧洲翻嚟。
Well, no, I didn't, but
yeah.
see, some of you might be like me.
可能当中有人咧，好似陈传栋咁样。
You hear about backpacking? People backpacking on trips.
有冇听过系孭住个背囊就咁去旅行呢
？You know, hear you see it in movies and TV shows.
见到好多呢个电视啊，或者呢个电影啊，都有啲港人去又孭住个背囊去旅行。
You know, if you're on social media, you might see people.Wearing these backpacks, traveling with great pictures.
咁好多啲社交媒體上都見到人咧孭住個背囊就全世界周圍去旅行，影啲片俾大家睇。
See, backpacking around Europe might be for a lot of people a bucket list item.
咁咧呢個歐洲背囊行咧，相信好多人都希望有生之年都可以做嘅。
Because for most of us, you know, we probably you know, graduate from high school and probably went straight to university or got a job.
咁咧，好多人咧諗住背囊行都趁住呢個自己啱啱讀完中學或者讀緊大學嘅時候嚟做嘅。
Because backpacking around Europe requires sleeping in hostels and, you know, being courageous, going on adventures, experiencing new things.
因為咧，你知道你呢啲要趁後生做，因為住埋啲比較簡單嘅旅社啊，又要好多要好多要勇氣去一啲自己未去過嘅地方。
You know, it's something that you usually do when you're in your 20s, right?
当呢啲所谓欧洲背囊行，通常都系你夜零岁嗰时做嘅。
Or at least that's what I thought.
我都以前都咁谂嘅。
You know, until my early 30s.
直到自己三十零岁嘅时候咧。
You know, when I had the opportunity to backpack around Europe.
咁啊，我终于有机会咧，系去欧洲背囊行啦。
You see, this bag I'm wearing, this is the bag that I actually bought for that trip.
咁咧，我就系。買呢個背囊就係諗住就係歐洲背囊行嘅。
You know, and like many young people, you buy it and you never use it again after the trip.
因為咧好多嘢咧都係買咗一次就未必以後會再用嘅。
But you see, this backpack had kept me alive.
This 背囊咧就係喺歐洲生存就用佢噶啦。
It kept me alive as me and my friend traveled across eight cities across 5 countries in a span of 10 days.
咁咧，呢個背囊咧就同佢同呢個朋友一齊去啦，就係八個城市、5个国家、10日嘅行程。
You see, before flying out, it was, you know, we packed these bags really well.
咁咧，今日臨上機當然啦，就要執好個背囊裡面啲行李啦。
But of course, as you travel, once you start taking things out of this bag,
咁咧，當然你旅行嘅時候就要個袋裡面攞走啲嘢嘅。
You know, things don't fit back.And not only that, you know, we weren't really thinking because we packed it so well. You know, as you travel, you want to buy souvenirs too.
当然啦，你去旅行当然想买啲纪念品，点塞翻去背囊里面咧
？So imagine trying to fit everything into this bag with your souvenirs as well.
你谂住你去旅行又要买纪念品，点样塞翻落去个袋度
？See, life is like this backpack.
其实人生咧就好似呢个背囊咁样。
The things in this backpack represents the responsibilities in your lives.
里面一啲行李其实系象征住你人生里面嘅好多嘅责任。
Like school or work.
例如翻学啦，或者你工作啦。
Like families and friends.
家庭啊，朋友啦。
Extracurricular activities.
仲有你可能人生里面你公余或者课余时候做嘅嘢啦。
And you see, when you first plan out your life, you know you probably were able to fit everything perfectly in your schedule.
可能你諗住啊，我人生會規劃得好好，乜嘢都可以整整齊齊嘅塞落個袋裡面。
But eventually there are going to be things that needs to be added.
但係咧，你人生裡面難免咧，你係要裝多啲多於你想象嘅嘢入去袋度。
Maybe it's extra responsibilities.
啲額外嘅責任。
Maybe changes in your family.
喺家庭上有改變。
No, maybe conflict.
或者嘅衝突。
Regardless, these are things that add pressure and stress into your life.
These things are also making your life increase pressure.
As you add stuff to your bag, it just makes your life heavier and heavier and heavier.
When you have more things in your bag, your weight will increase. And you know,
you're wondering, you know, how much more can I fit in my bag in my life?
究竟我喺呢个人生嘅背囊里面，仲可以装多几多嘢呢
？You see, Peter writing to the early Christians who were living under pressure gives this reminder saying the end of all things is near.
咁咧，呢個彼得咧就呢本書，佢係寫書信俾初期教會。佢話人佢話人面對呢個好多壓力嘅初期教會，就係講到話末後嘅時間其實係要到嘅。
Now he's not saying that the end of the world is happening tomorrow.
佢嘅意思唔係話哦，聽日咧就世界末日啦。
What he's saying is life is short.
其實佢話其實人生係好短。
So live with purpose.
所以你係要有目的咁去生過你嘅生命。
If you knew that time was limited.
當你知道人生係有時限嘅時候。
How would you live your life differently?
咁究竟你應該係點樣活你嘅生命係活得唔同啲咧？
Now what kind of things would you be putting in your backpack?
咁你人生背囊裡面應該係裝啲乜嘢入去裡面咧？
How can you ensure that your backpack has things that actually matter?
點樣確保係你自己人生嘅背囊真係有你需要用嘅嘢放喺裡面咧？
How can we be kingdom people in a culture of chaos and distraction?
究竟人生呢、這個我哋面對一個好混亂嘅生命裡面？怎樣是過我們天國子民的生活呢？
And so our passage today, as we wrap up the series, is found in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, and chapter 5, verse 6 to 11.
今天我們就講到彼得前書的4章7至11節，以及5章6至11節。
Because of time, we're not going to read it, but I do encourage you to read it at home.
當然啦，比較長的經文，就不讀不讀完了，那就鼓勵大家在家再看。
Now, if we're honest,
我哋要坦白承認一啲嘢。
Now life isn't easy。
係，我哋要承認人生係艱難嘅。
We study hard to get good grades。
我哋細個時候讀書就要努力攞好分數。
You know, to give ourselves a great education。
就令到自己有好好教育。
Or we work hard to provide for our families。
我哋亦都係好努力嘅，係賺錢為屋企人俾好嘅生活。
And sometimes it just feels like we're always behind. We can never catch up with life.
很多時候我們好像人生很多東西都落後緊，不斷地要追。
But Peter reminds us,
但彼得提醒我們,
that God sees us right where we are at.
但神是看我們現在所處的這個位置是什麼。
That he's not far away.
其實他並不是離我們很遠。
And he cares about the details of our everyday lives.
他是很關心我們生活裡面的所有細節。
These Peter's words in these verses,teaches us how to keep our faith strong.
彼得呢度用经文教导我哋点样系令我哋嘅信仰嘅信心系加强。
How to be kingdom people?
点样成为天国嘅子民
？In a world full of distractions and chaos.
喺呢个人生系好多嘅混乱同好多嘅分心里面。
And so it starts off with this, with our first point.
我哋嚟到呢一节，究竟一节嘅经文咁讲乜嘢呢
？And if you're following with our notes,
我哋睇我哋嘅笔记。
And that is stay focused when life feels chaotic.
当我们感到混乱的时候，要保持专注。
See, many of us live under constant pressure.
我们很多时候人生都是在充满压力之下去过。
There's pressure to succeed.
有压力要成功。
There's pressure to take good care for families.
有压力去照顾好家人。
You know, to make our parents proud.
要令我们的父母是感到光荣。
To find stability.
要尋找穩定
to plan for the future.
要為將來去規劃
And yet many still feel empty inside.
但很多時候我們都裡面是感到的空虛
To a point where one day we wonder, was there a point in all of this?
我們甚至去問究竟人生有什麼意義
See, in a secular fast-paced culture,
在我們現在世俗這個快速的世界裡面
It's so easy to get distracted by materialism.
我哋好容易被物質主義所分心。
Self promotion。
我哋要推崇自己。
Or social comparison。
我哋要同我哋社會裏面要同其他人比較。
When we are to live how Jesus lived。
其實我哋應該點樣係活好似耶穌咁嘅人生呢
？By loving God。
我哋要愛神。
And loving our neighbors。
我哋要愛鄰舍。
The two greatest commandments of all。
呢個就係神俾我哋兩大嘅戒命。
So that's why here in verse 7, it starts off with Peter saying, you know, telling us to pray faithfully.
是就是这个在第七节里面就是彼得劝勉我们要恳切的祷告。
You know, our connection to God keeps us grounded.
我们是要跟这个神是有好好的联系令我们站立得稳。
It's not a luxury.
这个不是我们可有可无 做嘅嘢。
It's how we breathe spiritually.
我哋呢个好重要，就好似我哋日常嘅呼吸咁样。
Which is why in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7,
就係腓立比書裡面嘅四章六至七節。
It says this.
咁樣嘅。7 to 9 or? 4, 6 to 7. 4, 6 to 7. Okay, yeah. 腓立比書四章六至七節，應當一無掛慮，只要凡事藉著禱告、祈求和感謝，將你們所要的告訴神，神所賜出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
See, prayer brings a peace and focus.
祷告是给我们有专注有平安。
Prayer reminds us to seek God first.
是要提醒我们是要先寻求神。
Prayer brings us back to God.
就是祈祷是令我们是将我们带回神的身边。
Despite whatever chaos is in your life.
即使我们人生是有几混乱。
Prayer brings us back to the most important thing.
祈祷是带领我们是要做最重要的事，
is to love God.
就是要爱神。
But then Peter follows up by saying, love deeply and show hospitality.
是都彼得教导我们是要深切地去爱人，同埋要显出我们的款待。
Because see, while prayer is an inward action,
是我们祈祷是一个内里的行动。
To love deeply, show hospitality is an outward action.
而深切地去爱人就是一个外在的行动。
It's the second greatest commandment to love your neighbors.
就是我们神给我们的第二大诫命，就是爱你的邻舍。
So with time being short,
当然人生是很短暂。
Now let's not waste our time being bitter.
是我们不应该浪费时间去苦读。
Let's love people well.
我们要爱人。
Because you see, we see time and time again in scripture, that's what Jesus did.
我们要好好地爱人，就好像耶稣里面圣经。圣经里面耶稣是这样，经常这样做。
Even though he was on mission to go to Jerusalem, he always made time for people.
即使他是要忙着去耶路撒冷，他都是花时间去爱人。
Even if it means to take a detour.
即因为这样，甚至他是要行另外一条路。
Even when he had to see Mary and Martha to grieve together, because Lazarus died.
咁就喺呢个拉撒路，因为死去啫，佢就去揾呢个。玛利亚同埋马大。
The point is he made time.
就系重点就系佢系要会拨出时间。
And love people deeply.
系去深切咁去爱人。
The second thing we need to do.
第二点咧。
Is to use your gifts for purpose, not just for paychecks.
就系为咗目的咧而使用你嘅恩赐，而唔系为咗薪金。
And so here in verse 10 to 11, you know, you see here Peter saying, each of you.
咁咧。第十到十一节嗰度话，我哋系劝勉每一个人
，not just pastors，
唔系净系牧师
，not just leaders，
唔系净系领袖
，not just people who received the calling from God，
唔系净系所谓嗰啲有呼召神有神呼召嘅人
，each of you
系每一个人
，you don't need a title to serve，
你唔需要有咩衔头先至去服侍
，you don't need a title to do kingdom work，
系要做神国嘅工作，唔需要乜嘢衔头
，each of you already have something to offer。
人人都可以有服侍。
And you might be figuring out your career, you might be figuring out your calling right now.
或者你想啊，我究竟嘅事业点发展呢？或者我嘅召命系点发展呢？
Don't confuse.
唔好有搞乱嘢。
What you do for work with why you exist.
唔好搞乱乜嘢咧？唔好混淆你做咩工作同埋点解你会存在。
See, your job is what you are made. Your job is what you're paid for.
当然你是翻工嘅，当然你是要为咗薪金。
Your calling is what you're made for。
但系你嘅召命，你嘅呼召咧，就系讲到为何你会存在。
See, we often think that, you know, we have nothing to offer。
或者有时你会谂，我有乜嘢贡献咧
？But after every act of service, big or small, is precious to God。
但系你无论你做所做嘅嘢大或者小，喺神眼中都系珍贵。
You have gifts.
你每一个人都有恩赐。
Maybe it's creativity.
或者有创意啦。
Maybe it's empathy.
或者系可以关心人啦。
Maybe it's leadership.
或者领导。
No problem solving.
或者系解决问题。
Maybe your gift is cooking.
Cooking 哦嘅，或者煮一煮嘢叻嘅。
You know, fixing things.
或者系维修一啲嘢。
Encouraging people.
鼓励他人。
Whatever it is.
无论乜嘢都好。
You know, God gave it to you for a reason.
神俾你啲恩赐系有原因嘅。
And Peter said to,
彼得话
to serve, use them to serve others and bring glory to God.
就是你利用你的恩赐，是去将显出神的荣耀。
Danny, who's in the second service, Danny and I, we just came back on Friday from a trip to Costa Rica.
英文堂的 Danny 呢，咁啱啱就同佢喺星期五啱啱从呢个哥斯达黎加翻嚟。
Now it's technically a vacation.
咁其实技术上都算系放假嘅。
But I had gone down there to volunteer for a few days.
咁我就落去哥斯达黎加几日咧，就系做义工。
With our local partners.
咁去同当地一啲嘅伙伴合作。
And so while I was there, I filmed a two-minute recap video to show you.
咁咧，一陣間有兩分鐘嘅短片就講係阿陳傳道做咗乜嘢。
You know, one of the ministry activities that we did
就係一啲嘅事工嘅服侍。
But as you watch this video, I want you to pay attention to a specific person.
咁咧，大家睇條短片嘅時候就要留意一個人。
I want you to remember the face of a guy that's wearing a beige bucket cap hat.
Okay. 你有留意呢個人咧係著戴住一頂米色嘅帽。
Glasses, beard.
有戴眼鏡，有留須。
With blue sleeves. Blue sleeves.
有咩藍色嘅衫袖。
Because I'll be talking about him afterwards.
嗱，一陣間留意呢個仁兄咧，咁一陣間就會再睇睇呢個人嘅。
Can we show the video?
好，去片。
See, the gentleman I pointed out was a local Costa Rican.
咁咧，頭先講嗰位仁兄咧，就係當然係哥斯達黎加嘅當地人啦。
His name was Hans.
Hans.
Yeah.
Okay. H-O-N-S or
H-A-N-S.
H-A-N-S. H-A-N-S.
And he has been a long time a supporter of our local partners, but this was his first volunteer trip.
咁咧，其實佢同幫當地一個機構咧做義工做好耐，但係去呢個行程咧就係佢第一次。
And his primary role was to put together the wheelchairs, as you saw in the video.
咁佢主要嘅工作就係砌呢個輪椅。
And so at one point, while I was helping him, I asked him, how did he end up on this trip?
咁我就問佢，佢點解要參與呢一次嘅行程呢？
Well, it turned out that he was a businessman.
其實佢一個商人。
You know, he owned various businesses.
咁佢就擁有一啲嘅生意。
You know, including a sports venue.
就好似一個體育場地啦。
He had supported. Our local partners by providing facility and storage for their ministries.
就係幫呢個事工咧，就提供一啲嘅場地同一啲儲物嘅資源。
I then commented on how effortlessly he looked putting together the wheelchair.
咁我問佢：， 哇，你撼呢個輪椅好似唔係好使費功夫咁樣噃。
You know, especially without reading the manual.
你又唔需要睇說明書。
He then shared how he grew up around tools.
咁咧，咁呢位仁兄就分享咗啊，佢就自己咧從細個就已經接觸好多嘅唔同嘅工具噶啦。
Helping his father's business.
就係幫佢爸爸嘅生意。
And around the house.
咁佢喺自己屋企啦。
The tools were very comfortable for him.
咁我話好細個咧，就自己已經好習慣利用工具。
You see, he may have had the business smarts to make lots of money through business.
當然佢自己做生意嘅係可以賺好多錢。
But he took the gift that God gave him working with tools.
就係佢就利用呢個神俾呢個人嘅一啲接觸工具、使用工具嘅恩賜。
And gave it purpose.
就係利用呢個恩賜咧，係有個。用於個目的
by serving the kingdom of God,
就係服侍呢個神國
and those in need,
係為呢個有需要嘅人服侍
and as you may have seen in the video, that day it led to 7 people accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
咁就喺呢個行程裏面帶領七個人信主
You see, when we use our gifts for the kingdom for kingdom purpose, rather than a paycheck, you can bring light, hope, and encouragement to whoever you encounter along the way.
当我哋利用神俾我哋恩赐嘅时候咧，唔系为咗呢个嘅薪金，就我哋将可以亮光、希望、鼓励，都系带俾我哋身边嘅人。
The third point,
第三点
is to walk humbly and trust God.
就系谦卑地行，而且信靠神。
You see, humility is a deep value in many cultures.
谦卑喺好多文化里面都系好重视嘅。
Especially the Asian culture.
當然亞洲文化就更加呢個價值觀得重視啦。
We admire people who endures hard work with a quiet strength.
我哋係好亞洲文化裏面特別啦，係一啲好敬重一啲係默默地忍受嘅做嘢嘅一啲人。
But in the secular world, humility can feel like weakness.
但喺世俗文化裏面咧。謙卑反而係被會視為懦弱
，and self-reliance is highly valued。
我哋世俗文化咧係好重視我哋自我係可以靠自己。
But Peter teaches us that humility goes beyond politeness。
但係彼得教導我哋係呢個謙卑咧，唔單止係話有禮貌咁簡單。
You see, humility isn't about losing control, isn't about losing less of yourself。
这个其实谦卑咧，唔系话哦谂自己谂少啲。
It's trusting God more.
就系信靠，而系信靠神多啲。
See, when we look at these verses, we see God's not distant.
其实我哋睇圣经知道神离我哋唔远。
He's not asking you to ignore your anxieties.
当然唔系呢度唔系讲话啊，你要忘记自己嘅忧虑。
But instead, in the world of chaos, he's asking you to give him your anxieties.
係日日將啲焦慮咧交託俾神。
See, many of us here, we carry a quiet burden in us.
當然，我哋自己每日人都有一啲嘅重擔係要自己去負。
Maybe you're worrying about your career.
或者
worrying about your career.
或者係擔心你嘅你嘅事業係會係點發展啦。
Maybe you're worrying about your parents' expectations.
或者係擔心究竟父母點樣睇我咧。
Maybe you worry about marriage.
或者擔心到婚姻。
Finances.
財政。
You know, doing well in school.
或者係擔心係自己學校究竟成績好唔好
？See when what Peter is saying here.
彼得咁樣講咩咧
？Is that you can give those to God.
將呢啲嘅焦慮憂慮全部交俾神。
And when you let go of control.
將你嘅主權係交俾神嘅時候。
You give God room to move.
就係容許神空間係去行事。
Even James said in James chapter 4 verse 10.
我哋睇雅各書四章十節。要在主面前谦卑，他就使你们高升。
When we look at Jesus,
当我哋睇耶稣嘅时候
，we see many examples of him being humble.
就系见到好多例子都显出主耶稣嘅谦卑。
No, despite being the Son of God.
所以，但系固然佢系神嘅儿子。
Examples like Jesus washing his disciples' feet.
例如就係呢個為門徒洗腳
，a job only for lowly servants in Jewish culture。
喺猶太文化裏面，洗腳係一本係下人先做嘅嘢。
Jesus touching the untouchables。
但係佢有接觸一啲係冇其他人想接觸嘅人
like the man with leprosy。
就係呢個係有呢個麻風嘅人。
He ate with sinners。
亦都係同呢個罪人一齊食食飯。
The people who the Jews would have judged.
呢啲係人咧都係猶太人所厭惡嘅。
And Jesus stayed silent, during his trial while he was being crucified.
係呢個主耶穌係被受審上十字架，佢都係安靜無聲。
See, true peace comes not from controlling every outcome.
真嘅平安唔係來自控制每個結果
，but from trusting a God who holds every outcome.
而係來自掌握每個結果嘅神。
But with that said,
好啦，即使話雖如此
，you know, walking humbly does not necessarily mean to be a pushover to anyone.
嗱，當然謙卑嘅行咧，就唔係話容讓其他人係踩踏自己啊。
Because then Peter tells us in the next few verses.
另外睇彼得嘅一啲嘅經文之後嘅
，is to stand firm，
係我哋要站得穩妥，站立得穩
，and resist cultural pressure，
要抗拒文化壓力。
I mean that's intense。
呢個係好嚴重嘅嘢
，but true，
但係係好嚴，好好沉重，但係真實嘅。
You see Peter's choice of words here shows the seriousness of how this chaotic world will occupy your life。
彼得係講到我哋呢個。好混亂嘅世界裏面，其實好點樣影響到我哋
？There's a spiritual battle for your attention.
呢個係嘅屬靈
for your identity.
屬靈嘅戰爭係關乎你嘅身份，關乎你嘅信仰。
The devil doesn't usually attack with obvious evil, but it's more through distractions and discouragement.
魔鬼咧好多時候會令你氣餒嘅，亦都係令你分心。
And so in verse 9, Peter specifically says.To resist them by standing firm in your faith and the truth.
係，我哋要用呢度彼得教導我哋要用真理去站立得穩。
So how do you do that?
究竟係要點做呢
？Stay close to God.
就係我哋要同神企得近。
You see, in a secular world filled with distractions, noise, anxiety, and constant busyness, we need to stay close to God.
我哋人生好多焦虑、好多繁忙、好多分心嘅时候，我哋就系要同神亲近。
And as it says in the verse, to be alert and of sober mind.
我哋要清醒，系保持清醒嘅头脑。
And doing that could look like daily prayer.
就好似每一日要祈祷啦。
Be honest and not fancy.
我哋要系坦白而唔系花言巧语。
Straight to the point, because you know, do we really need to beat around the bush with God?
我哋好多我哋嘅时候唔需要其实讲到好花巧嘅嘢。
James chapter 4 verse 8 says, Just draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
雅各書四章八節，你們親近神，神就必親近你們。
The next thing you can do is surround yourself with people who build you up.
另一方面呢，是用，又以什麼人是圍繞自己呢？就用願意建立你的人。
See, we are designed for relationships.
人其實是設計到是有關係的。
We are designed for community.
也都是人是與生俱來係一個社區裏面。
And the people that you choose to be with will influence your life.
你選擇同咩人親近咧？呢啲人就會影響你。
Will influence who you will be become.
你就會成為可能你身邊嘅嗰類人。
So choose to surround yourself with people that will help shape your character.
就係呢，又係我哋要係親近一啲會建立到你品格嘅人。
Shape your attitudes.
亦都係塑造你嘅態度嘅人
，your morals and values，
係會影響一啲你嘅道德標準嘅一啲人。
And you can do it through Bible study groups。
當然可以透過呢個查經班啦
，you know small groups，
或者小組啦
，you know hanging out with friends over coffee，
或者係同你啲人飲咖啡啦。
You can let people pray for you and be real with you。
係一啲人係同呢啲真誠嘅人同你一齊祈禱。
And just create distance from people who might drag you down。
或者係令你係令係帶壞你嘅人，你就要離開呢啲人。
Proverbs 13 verse 20 says, "Walk with the wise and become wise."
箴言十三章二十節嗰度話：與智慧人同行的，必得智慧。
And the third thing that you can do is know the truth, so you can spot the lies.
第三方面就係認識真理，係令你揾到揾出謊言。
I mean, you think about a bank teller.
你諗下呢個銀行嗰啲嘅櫃枱職員。
I'll tell you right now, bank tellers probably don't just study fake notes.
當然而家銀行櫃枱職員咧，唔單止係要辨認假鈔票咁簡單。
They actually need to study the real thing so they can spot what the fakes look like.
當然啦，佢亦都要認辨即真銀紙係咩樣，咁先辨辨先至講得出乜嘢為之假銀紙。
And so like them, we need to know what's true.
另一方面是我们都要知道什么为之 真理，什么是为之真理。
So that you have the courage to call out what's false.
认识真理就可以找得出谎言。
John chapter 8, verse 31, 32, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free.
就是约翰福音八章三十一至三十二节，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And together these three things will help resist cultural pressure.
就是做好到这三方面，就会令到你抗拒到文化压力。
The last point from this passage,
我们今天讲到的最后一个大点,
is to rest in God's promise of restoration.
就是安息在神复还的应许当中。
See, in today's world, society values instant results.
当然我们现在世俗文化里面很多东西都要期望有即时的效果。
I mean, how many of us have complained about slow internet?
有没有人大家都会投诉过我互联网很慢啊。
I mean, how many of us here rely on using AI to help speed up research or finding answers?
即有啲係我哋想揾答案嘅時候就用人工智能 AI.
How many of us prefer to go eat fast food because the food's like right there instead of waiting at a restaurant?
係啦，好多時候我一般餐廳都太耐啦，不如我去快餐店搞掂佢好過
啊。I mean, how many of us have phones in our hands because all the time because we know we can the information is always at our fingertips?
当然我们很多时候都会用手提电话因为找资讯找得快嘛。
Society values instant results.
因为我们的社会是期待有即时的效果。
In today's world, society values self-sufficiency.
也都是这个社会也期望我们可以自给自足。
Some of us refuse help.
很多时候很多人都是拒绝他人的帮助。
Some of us will, at times or all the time, insist that they are always right.
很多时候呢很多人都是会堅持自己見解的一套是對的。
And so they keep trying and trying and trying until they get it right, even though it takes like 20 times longer.
很多時候呢，一些試一些東西試了20次，都是錯的中大，結果是都試到大都很沙，試得對但是很花時間。
And some of us might be battling addiction with no help, believing that, you know, I can do it, I can do it, we can figure it out.
很多時候我們是，我們很多時候，諗著找一个对的答案，结果就陷入一些僻引当中。
Society values self-sufficiency.
是，也都是这个社会是期待我们是可以自给自足。
See, in today's world, society values visible success.
Visible success. 也都是这个社会期望我们是一些有一些见得到的成功。
No, some of us might like being in the spotlight.
很多时候我有些人我喜欢自己呢就站在这个被人注意。
Some of us might like telling each other about your latest promotion or your latest success on a project.
或者是我或者说，我现在刚升职啊，或者我某个项目做得很好啊。
Or some of us might withhold support or finances until they can see results.
或者是一些，或者是期待，哇，因为我是在这个财务上有一些成功。
Or some of us work hard, too hard.And make sacrifices of what's important because they care about what people think of them, what they see of them.
因为很多人呢是做嘢做得好太辛苦，系甚至牺牲一啲嘢，牺牲其他一啲事情。但系因为就系因为我系要活出一啲嘅效果咧，系满足咗一啲身边人期待。
Because society values visible success.
因为我哋嘅社会系要期待一啲见得到嘅成功。
And so when we don't get these things.
当我们没有这些做不到这些时候呢
we experience disappointment,
我们会经历一些失望
failure,
失败
heartbreak,
心碎
anger,
depression,
yeah, you
know,
all range of emotions,
很多的不同的情绪
but what Jesus did,
但耶稣怎么做呢
is that he completely trusted God,
他完全相信神
and allowed his time to unfold,
是容许这个是时间去证明自己。
See, when Jesus turned water into wine,
就是耶稣是将 水变做酒。
He told his mother,
就告诉他母亲知。
Oh, what does this have to do with me?
那这件事关我什么事呢?
My hour has not yet come.
我的时间还没到。
See, he still did the miracle in the end.
最后当然这个神迹都是有出现。
But as we can see, he wasn't doing it for people to see.
他做这个神迹不是为了做特登是做给人看。
In fact, Jesus even often withdrew into the mountains to pray privately.
他甚至很多时候都是躲在山区里面 係自己祈禱。
Jesus would lean on his disciples to help serve food.
當然佢哋都係耶穌都要靠門徒係幫手喺派食物。
To go with him to pray.
係同佢一齊去祈禱。
To travel and share life together.
係一齊去出面，係一齊去分享人生。
I mean, technically, Jesus could have done all those things on his own.
其實耶穌都可以自己一個做曬㗎。
See, if you've gone through disappointment,
當你經歷一啲失望嘅時候，
heartbreak,
心碎，
or failure,
或者失敗，
now this verse is for you.
以下呢一隻聖經就要啱你用。
You know, maybe you've been through seasons of struggle.
或者你係經歷過， you know, 你經歷緊一啲掙扎，疾病，
family conflict,
或者家庭嘅
financial stress,
或者係啲財務上壓力。
But God hasn't forgotten about you.
嘅神並冇唔記得你。
And He's using this season to help strengthen you.
就係用呢個機會係去呢個係令堅強你，激勵你堅強。
To build your patience，
係建立你嘅耐性。
Your character，
你嘅品格。
You see, God doesn't waste pain。
係啊，神係唔會將呢啲嘅痛楚係浪費掉。
He uses it to build strength。
佢係用呢啲痛楚嚟建立你。
And this is the hope。
呢個就係個盼望。
You know, for every person，
係為到每一個人。
Who feels tired？
如果佢哋係感到疲倦。
And broken,
或者破碎。
God doesn't waste your suffering.
神唔會浪費咗你嘅痛楚。
He uses it to shape you.
係用呢啲嘅苦難係嚟磨嚟塑造你。
The great thing about suffering,
嘅呢個受苦有乜嘢好處咧
？Is that it is only temporary.
呢個有乜嘢一點就係其實只係暫時嘅。
But God's grace,
但係神嘅恩典
is eternal,
係永恆。
And He will restore you and strengthen you.
係佢係會係重新建造你，係去建立你。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31。
以賽亞書40:31，但那等候耶和華的必重新得力，他們必如鷹展翅上騰，他們奔跑卻不困倦，行走卻不疲乏。
God restores the weary。
係 ，what's that？
God restores the weary。
The weary， okay， weary， okay， 或者係一啲嘅，你又係經歷嗰啲嘅。不安心的时候，神是会建立你。
See, being Jesus isn't about sharing the gospel in public all the time.
其实说做基督徒不是说什么时候都要公开地方去传福音。
It's about living the character of Christ quietly.
而是静静地活出耶稣的品格。
Consistently.
是恒常地做。
Intentionally.
是有意的做。
See, one of the most important things about this bag.
在这个人生的背囊里面有什么这么重要，有什么最重要呢？
Is the straps.
就是这个带，一条带。
See, with a good pair of straps,
有一条两条啱的带。
You know, we don't need to carry it like this.
因为有背带的呢就不需要这样拎住了。
You know, we don't need to carry it.
不需要成日这样用手撑住。
Like this,
系啦，咁就好辛苦噶。
You know, or we don't need to carry it like,
亦都唔需要用膊头去咁样孭住。
See, with a good pair of straps,
亦都系啊。如果你一个背囊咧，要需要好好嘅背带。
And perhaps with the right cushion,
系，亦都系要好好嘅垫，好好嘅垫。
No matter how heavy this bag is,
即无论呢个背囊系几重都好
，it won't dig into your shoulders,
亦都唔会令你嘅肩膊太痛苦。
These straps,
呢啲背囊带。
Represent God.
就是代表神。
He will make this bag light.
祂是會令這個背囊輕省。
He will make whatever you are carrying lighter.
是，都是你所令你的，所憂慮的東西變得輕省。
And that is the heart of Peter's message.
這個就是彼得的，這個教導的重心。
See, despite the craziness of today's world,
是，這個世界是越來越瘋狂。
The culture of chaos that we live in,
我哋嘅文化越嚟越混乱。
These five things that we talked about，
今日我哋嘅呢五大点咧
，are like the straps on this bag，
就系好似呢个背囊嘅背带。
We will be able to walk boldly in this world，
我哋可以系人生里面系勇敢前行。
With whatever short time we have left，
即使我哋人生仲有嘅时间好短暂。
And manage the chaos that gets thrown our way，
我哋可以管理好我哋呢个。在人生这个混乱人生里面去管理好。
So when life feels uncertain,
当我们觉得是人生很多的不确定的时候
or messy,
或者是很混乱
stay focused,
我哋要系保持专注
，stay humble，
系保持谦卑
，use your gifts for purpose，
系我哋要系用我哋恩赐系要有目的嘅
，keep trusting，
系我哋要系信靠神
，and rest in God，
我哋喺神里面系有安息
，life is short，
好多嘢人生系好短暂
，so let's live with purpose，
就系我哋要有目的嘅去活过
，can you stand with me？
我哋一齐站立。
Father, we just thank you.
天父，我哋感謝你。
We thank you for what you've inspired Peter to write in his book.
你係感動呢個彼得去寫呢個嘅書信。
And Lord, we think about this world that we live in.
主啊，我哋顧念到呢個我哋所住嘅世界。
You know, and each of us here lives a different world than the person next to us.
我哋每一個人所活嘅世界其實都同身邊嘅人未必一樣。
But yet the one constant
我們但是都有共同一點,
is you.
就是你。
And so Lord,
主啊,
be with us.
是同我們同在。
Remind us.
是, 也都是, 提醒我們,
what it means to be you in this chaotic world.
究竟是在這個混亂世界裡面, 你是什麼位置?
We pray this in your name.
是奉主耶穌名求。
Amen.
Amen.